In Saudi Arabia, women are celebrating the royal decree that'll finally allow them to drive in their own country. The Saudi king's decree was preceded by a domestic campaign by a group of courageous Saudi women, as Sean Rubenstein-Dunlop reports.
The historic announcement was made on Saudi national TV and on Twitter.
I couldn't believe what I was reading. I was screaming. I was so happy. I called my mom. I was talking to all my friends. I feel like I won something.
30-year-old activist Raneen Bukhari was watching a movie in the Saudi city of Jeddah when the news of the king's decree came through.
My phone started ringing from many messages that I was receiving from friends and family. My timeline was exploding with everybody talking about it, and I knew that it was happening. Even though I felt that it was coming soon, I didn't expect it to happen this year, and I didn't know that it was going to affect me so much.
Soon after, the Saudi ambassador, Abdullah Al-Mualimi, made the announcement to the United Nations.
A few minutes ago, a royal decree has been issued in Saudi Arabia giving women the right to drive. This is a historic day for Saudi society, for men and women. And we can now say at last.
There are few details to King Salman's decree, except that women will be eligible for driver's licenses from next June. The king's decision follows an escalating campaign by a group of courageous women, including Raneen Bukhari.
It's something that women have been asking for decades. Women have gone to jail, women have been shamed, and women have been fired because they've been asking for this simple right. It's really a giant deal that this is happening because women have been stuck in so many ways, more than just, okay, I can't go to the grocery store, but I also, if I have an emergency, I can't take my family to the hospital. If I get out of work, I have to wait for somebody to pick me up. If I get out of school or university, I have to beg somebody for a ride, or I have to have a specific driver pick me up. It's always been a point of pain for so many women.
Madia Al-Ajroush is Saudi Arabia's most prominent female rights activist. She took part in the first driving protest there in 1990 and was fired from her job and banned from travelling.
I'm so happy. I am out of words. I'm in shock and happy at the same time.
Madia Al-Ajroush told the BBC the change is part of a drive by the royal family to modernise Saudi Arabia.
We have seen a lot of changes and that they're optimistic. Society is ready. The religious group really lost credibility with the youngsters. And we are ready. And I think that the new prince felt that. And he is moving the nation at least forward progressively when it comes to social issues.
The reasons are also financial.
The current king and his son are trying to undertake a fairly thoroughgoing economic transformation of the kingdom, and one element in that is to try and increase female workplace participation, and you know, the ban on driving was a significant obstacle to that.
Anthony Bubalo is the research director at Australia's Lowy Institute for International Policy and was a senior diplomat to Saudi Arabia in the 90s.
The young crown prince has also been trying to loosen some of the conservative social restrictions in the kingdom, which grate with its fairly young population. I think the crown prince in particular understands that the kingdom has an image problem internationally, and I think it's no coincidence that they've kind of announced this you know, internationally, including in Washington. And finally, and I think this has been missed so far, in the last week or so, the authorities have cracked down quite hard on a range of political dissidents, both on the Islamist side and on the liberal secular side in Saudi Arabia. And this lifting of the driving ban may in part be intended to try and deflect a bit of attention away from that.
But the struggle for rights is far from over. Saudi women are forced to follow strict dress codes, forbidden from associating with most men, and under the so-called guardianship system, women need to get a man's permission to travel, get married, work, or even get health care. Activist Raneen Bukhari is optimistic that oppression will be overturned.
It's definitely a part of a bigger scheme of what's to come. And removing the guardianship system will be the boost that the struggle needs and the final thing that's going to just top us over into being equal to men in society.
That's Saudi women's rights campaigner Renin Bukhari speaking there to Sean Rubinstein Dunlop.